Welcome to The Vocalist Magazine Presents. I'm your host, Anna, and I'm very pleased to present today's five-person alternative folk band, whose sound is rooted in deeply expressive melodies, evoking a whirlwind of emotions. Their shows sell out all over Quebec, and their latest album, Fly, was featured as one of iTunes Canada's best albums in 2014. Here's Will, Driving West.
My parents never thought I would, like, be a musician because when I was young, I was lazy. You know, I was really, really lazy. Couldn't do anything for more than an hour. But I don't know, when passion kicks in, I never thought I'm gonna make music. You know, I never thought I'm gonna be a musician. I just wanted to play those songs and have fun. And it's kind of life grabbed me and put me at my place. And I'm like, all right, okay, I'm gonna go with it. I'd always played, I started like making Cat Stevens covers and stuff like that. But I never took any courses. I listened to a lot of Damien Rice and trying to emulate him, and I started finding my own voice through that.
So you started the band in 2010, right?
Yep.
But before that, you were doing something quite different.
Yeah, I was an audio designer at Ubisoft Montreal, and I had worked my way up to from tester to audio designer with that goal in my mind that once I reach audio designer, I'm gonna do this for all my life. And once I got there, there was nothing else to pursue, so I fell into depression, quit, and went to Ireland to play music in the streets because I saw Once with Glenn Anstard, and that's when I thought, this is what I want to do with my life. I arrived there with 50 euros in my pocket. In the movie, on Grafton Streets, it was quite cozy, and he was playing, and but in real life, there's like a ton of people there, and I wasn't the only one who saw the movie. Like, we had like a busker every 5 foot or something. So I took a bus ticket with the little money that I had left to Galway, and it was much more like a hippie vibe kind of city. So I was just, when it wasn't raining, because it's raining a lot, just waiting for the rain to stop, going there and making my money. And you can make a living in Europe this way, but nobody really listens to you. I mean, they listen and for a few seconds, so you start listening to yourself. Just in the beginning, you just want to please everybody, and you're like, hey, listen to me, and you figure out, I'm going to play for myself, and just don't mind about the money, don't mind about anything. If you're out of focus, it kind of gets the focus back on yourself and what you want to do. You have a lot of time to think, so yeah, it was quite an experience. It changed my life. You look so bothered.
J'ai rencontré David en 2009 dans un groupe qui s'appelait Frank Fuller Band. Il y avait aussi le drummer, Benoît. Il y avait Nicolas aussi, le guitariste. Mais c'est David qui, à un moment donné, en 2010, il a décidé de mettre quelques chansons folk sur MySpace.
I just had a few folk songs and I thought, I can just record them and with a few friends and put it out there on the internet, and that'll be it. So when I needed a female vocal, well, I didn't need a female vocal, but I thought it'd be nice. I asked Andy, which I met in Frankfurter band.
Il me l'a demandé. Ils ont enregistré les chansons, deux ou trois, qu'on a mis sur MySpace. Puis finalement, ben, on avait comme plus le choix de faire un album parce que il y avait la chanson s'était répandue partout. Puis...
And I thought, well, why not add a cellist? So we asked a friend and. And we opened the floodgates. I mean, I had 8 songs in like 2 months, and we were like, oh, well, let's make a CD. And we made a CD, put it out there, and the reception, I mean, it just, whoa, we're a band now, or are we? Because we didn't expect it.
And so when you first, sang with Andrea, did it just click and it was like magic?
Yeah, it was.
On dirait que les back vocals sont arrivés automatiquement, comme tout seul. Puis on a trouvé que nos deux voix allaient vraiment bien ensemble. Fait que sans faire exprès, qu'on a fait « Oh, OK, ça va bien, ça sonne bien. »
We're married now, so yeah, it worked out better on a lot of fronts. Swallow a
bowling ball. And Will Driving West, is there a story behind the name?
Yeah, it's the end of Good Will Hunting. You know, he just jumps in his car and he drives west to see his girlfriend. He's a genius, I'm not, but I felt compelled by, like, he's just, okay, this time I'm doing it, and he just leaves his demons behind and drives west and... And that's the story behind it. Yeah.
There's the one you are and the one you'd like to be. There's the one you love and the one who loves you back. Never learn from it. this is sunshine. You're strong enough to smile. Do you need me? Do you need me anymore?
And your sound, I find, it has kind of evolved over the albums, especially in the drums.
Mm-hmm.
It started off being really non-intrusive, very ambient.
Mm-hmm.
And Benoit was actually a bit hesitant to join the band at first, right? Why was that?
Yeah, he said it was like putting a bowl in a china shop, you know, having a drum. Because at first we were really, really soft and mellow. We're still soft and mellow, but not as much, yeah. We just told him right from the start, just use hot rods, just figure out ways to make the drums sound not like you would hear them at first, you know? Just think outside the box. And it opened up a lot of possibilities, and he just fit the drums right in, yeah.
And the first song that you did with Andrea, at the beginning, it was Thieves, right?
Yeah, it was.
And that actually, the video is beautiful. It has 70,000 views on YouTube, which is really great. Talk about that song.
I actually wrote the riff to it in Ireland. It was 3 a.m. and in the youth hostel, which is like 3 p.m. in the youth hostel. You know, everybody's up talking. And I was talking to someone, just made those chords, and everybody stopped talking, and they looked at me and they said, what's this song? I said, what was I playing? And she said, and people said, you should do something with that. And I said, well, okay, I'm gonna do something. So when I came back, I added lyrics to it. Didn't think it would do anything, just all right. And it's our biggest hit right now. I often say that in our shows, the people in the audience, they'll feel both extremes, you know? Not extremes, and we don't play metal songs, but they'll be like, we want to move them, you know? So there's songs that are really like me on my acoustic, like almost, you know, very, very, very intimate, and the other song, boom, it explodes, and it's just, it goes there. We have like sad songs, of course, but we have like hopeful songs. We have a song called Mrs. Sunshine, and we don't have a label. I mean, we don't have anyone to tell us you're gonna do that, so might as well, you know, take advantage of it and just make what we want to do.
And did you take your time with these ones, with the latest album?
Oh yeah, we did. Like, I think I wrote two songs in the time that maybe I wrote the first two records, you know? I'm paying a lot more attention to them. If you want to make a living of it, if you want to become a big band, you got to compare to the best in the world, you know? Sometimes I was lazy and I was like, this is a good enough song, and I don't want to make good enough songs. Still, I want to make like the best song that I can make, but at least if I can say this is the best I could do at that time in my life, this is where I am. So yeah, we're working a lot on them, more than we did before.
Là, toi, tu veux prendre ton B50, ton BT52 pour
le car, moi, je l'ai emmené, c'est toi.
Ben ouais, mais c'est toi qui mets que ça prend.
Ouais, ben BT52.
Juste perdu le B50 aussi.
Vous allez un moins.
Ouais. Tu veux?
And for people who haven't heard your music before, what's the one song, the quintessential Will Driving West song that will sum up your guys' sound and you guys?
I think it'd be Airplanes, because it's the song. It starts off with, you know, nice cello and acoustic guitars, and boom, it goes like very loud, and it comes back to very soft. So you get like everything, because Will is not only Thieves, it's not only, like I said, you can't say, oh, this folk song or this big song, but this one's got a blend of both.
The airplane stays.
about the songwriting. You write all the lyrics yourself, right? So talk about the songwriting process.
I always come with an idea. Most of the time, the lyrics are already written. Like, I bring the skeleton, and they bring the meat on it. But lately, they've started bringing their ideas that, you know, modify the skeleton, you know? If you want the song to be the best, you can't put your ego in it and say, I want to write it, you know?
Get inspiration for lyrics, or what do you like to write about?
I try to make them personal, because before I thought I'm gonna make generic songs so people can identify with them, but I realized that the more personal I write, the more people identify, because we all live pretty much the same stuff, you know, so and they can know it's real. When you there were songs that I just, that was very, very personal, like I don't have any money right now, like, and I can't even buy a dinner to my girlfriend. And I wrote a song about it, and I thought nobody's gonna care about that, but they do. And even rich people come, and I felt like that, you know, I've been there. And I try to write very deep personal stuff most of the time, and these are the songs that work the best.
Trying to be the center of the room all the time, high on wine, shouting your stories, never ever worries that anyone else might have something to say, silently watching in the shadows with a tape on my lips, wondering if someday I will be bold enough to tell him get the hell off my head, 'cause I don't need you anymore. Thank you.
So you obviously love making music.
Yeah.
What are your motivations for doing what you do?
I wouldn't know what else to do. You know, there's just, I have a very, very low tolerance for being bored or doing something that I don't like. So I couldn't be like just, it couldn't be just a hobby, you know? I love it so much. And if you love your job and you get plenty of free time and you get to do shows, and I mean, that's enough motivation for me. People ask me and they say, well, you do work, you make music. I'm like, no, I don't work, I never work. It's not, for me, it's not a quality to say that you work a lot. I mean, for me, it's a quality to say that you have a lot of quality time.
And you said earlier that, you know, don't go to you for advice on what to do if you have a band.
Yeah.
So let's do it a little bit differently. What are some lessons learned that you have?
Don't listen to the naysayers. You know, everybody knows how to do it, but I mean, there's not a lot of artists that make it. So we've had people, oh, you can do that, or making music is difficult, you know, struggling artists. And I don't believe in struggling artists. I believe that it's the most beautiful job in the world, and if you can only afford the peanut butter, well, if you paid your peanut butter with your songs, I mean, you're a rich man.
And so what's the dream here with you guys? What else do you want to accomplish with the band?
It's weird, because when we started this band, there weren't any really folk guy making it big, you know? And in 2011, and the Mumford & Sons and of Monsters and Man, they came, and they were like, wow, you can play folk music and like tour the world and see the world, so that's awesome.
Ça a été quand même long à partir comme projet, mais pour moi, c'est signe que ça va durer très longtemps.
We're happy where we are right now. We're not like going to think we only will be happy only if we reach this level.
Ça c'est pas quelque chose qui monte vraiment vite puis qui retombe deux ans plus tard. C'est vraiment une longue ascension.
But of course we want to see Australia. Of course we want to see Europe. You know, if we can travel the world and make our music, it's awesome. But right now we're happy, and we're gonna get happier. We're only gonna get happier as it goes on.